This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Thursday, December 4th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Or, if you would like, text me and let me know that you're hearing me again, loud and clear, whatever platform you're listening. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, WCHY.us, TuneIn app, or the Simple Radio app. All of that makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. And just text me a hello, listening to you from whatever city you're in, whatever platform you're listening on. Greatly appreciate that. If you're listening and you're not sure others know that we're back on the air, please let everybody know to tune in 9 to noon Monday through Friday, live, as well as on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Greatly appreciate that. Well, Trump accounts, I talked about it yesterday's show, has been confirmed $6.25 billion. From the Dell family, Dell Technology, Michael Dell, him and his wife was in the Oval Office yesterday and basically made a pledge to kickstart the Trump accounts. Basically, any child born the rest of this year, 2025, 2026, 27, and 28, the last year of Donald Trump's presidency, will be given an investment account. $1,000 will be deposited into this account. This account will be managed, will be invested in the stock market and other type of investments. It will grow tax-free until the child is 18 years old. Once they turn 18, they will have access to this account. They can take it out for college. They can take it out for technical school. They can take it out for a down payment on a home. But basically, it then converts into a IRA, individual retirement account. Depending on the stock market, depending on the investments it's put into, these kids could be looking at thousands of dollars. Now, this account will be coming from the U.S. government. It'll grow tax-free until withdrawn, beginning at the age of 18. Who's eligible? U.S. citizens born in 2025 through 2028 with no income limit with regards to the family's income. However, the newborn has to get a Social Security number. Parents can contribute up to $5,000 a year. Employers of the parents can put in $2,500 per year tax-free. What do you guys think about that? Is this a good idea? Is this something that maybe has been long overdue? Is this something that will potentially show American families that this president cares about them, cares about their children? More importantly, do you think this will cause young people to get married and have kids? Or if they're already married, push them over the edge to start having a family? Send me a text. Let me know what you think. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Second segment of hour number one. Appreciate the text messages that came in during the break. Tim and many others listening loud and clear to your defending fathers. Definitely please let everybody know. Let's see. what is this here? Tom? Okay. Oh, this is a follow-up. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the research. Yesterday, I mentioned and did a story about the Steve Gruber Show airing 6 to 9 for years, 25, 27 some radio stations across the state of Michigan. We were one of the very first to carry a show way back years ago when he very first started. I helped get him on Wham Radio down in Ann Arbor and also other stations up in the UP. Well, George Soros bought up a bunch of conservative talk radio stations and has expanded the 97.1 FM, The Ticket sports channel. 97.1 FM is out of Detroit. They cover all of the professional sports for southeastern Michigan in Detroit. Detroit Tigers, Detroit Pistons, Detroit Red Wings, all of them. Detroit Lions, I believe they carry the games on Sundays. Well, he bought up a bunch of stations, taking Steve Gruber off of two of them. Well, actually three. Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, and Lansing. But Lansing had another station that they simply moved Gruber to. It's not a big as signal as what he was on, but he's still there in Lansing. Well, Tom just sent me from Petoskey a screenshot. In markets with 45 or more radio stations, any one entity can own up to 8 stations. So, obviously, Michigan has more than 45 radio stations. But the question is, in a certain market, that's the question. Now, Detroit is one market. I know Lansing is another, so is Battle Creek, and I believe Kalamazoo might be in that same market with Battle Creek. So basically, I guess George Soros isn't violating any FCC laws. So greatly appreciate that text message and update, Tom. He got that through AI. I appreciate you listening. How are you listening? Are you listening in 97.7 FM? Are you listening to the show on the show's website, Your Defending Fathers? Tom, if you could text me back, let me know. I greatly appreciate it. Tim Tarjeff says he's listening via the website right now, but earlier while he was home in the vehicle, he was listening to 97.7. Very good. Appreciate the feedback, Tim. Now, this is the day that the legislators in Lansing basically wrap up their week. I was checking this morning to see if they planned on extending their work week this week and working tomorrow in Lansing. Have not gotten confirmation of that just yet. So we'll see basically what's going on. But one of the things that caught my eye immediately as I was looking at MERS News Service, Gongware, Lansing State Journal, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, MLive, others, quote of the day that MERS News Service gave yesterday, Michigan Public Service Commission Chairman Dan Scripps, as the regulatory body holds a public hearing yesterday on DTE's request to provide service to a proposed data center project in Saline, Michigan, that's now near Ann Arbor. The online public hearing generated nearly 1,000 viewers online. Quote of the day came from Dan Scripps, the chair, when he said, "The contracts under which DTE is proposing to serve this customer has generated a lot of public interest, to put it mildly." You think? Well, here's the bottom line on that story. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and several Democratic legislators put up opposing comments as the Michigan Public Service Commission held a well-attended virtual hearing about speeding up approvals for DTE to provide electrical service to a proposed Washtenaw County data center. Whitmer herself sent a comment to the Michigan Public Service Commission that joined the chorus of construction unions in support. Meanwhile, some Democratic legislators put up letters from their constituents opposing it. The name of this project is Open AI Stargate. Project being proposed by Oracle, and they claim that they will build this proposed data center and employ more than 2,500 people both during the construction and keep 450 permanent jobs at the location. Governor Whitmer's statement said, "The reality is that data centers are going to be a big part of America's future. The question is whether they will be built, but rather they're going to be built and where. Can Michigan benefit from these jobs and build these data centers in a smarter way while upholding our strong environmental laws to protect our precious natural resources?" That's Whitmer's question to the project. She sent her comment in a letter saying she was supporting the jobs, but yet wanted to hold the site to high environmental standards, along with the conservation of the water used to cool the data center. This project was announced back on October 30th. This year, 2025. "We are working together to ensure that the electricity rates do not go up because of this project. DTE already supplies the energy to this facility's location, and Oracle will fund any additional upgrades to the electric grid out of their own pocket. That is all consistent with Michigan law," the governor said. However, Senator Sue Schenck, Democrat from Dexter, said she was opposing to speeding up the process of approving the DTE request, and said in a comment during yesterday's 2.5-hour Michigan Public Service Commission hearing that the process doesn't protect ratepayers, but the contested process would protect those customers in order to make sure the Michigan Public Service Commission holds them accountable to any future rate increases. Now, this letter that Schenck, the senator from that area, drafted had 22 other Democratic legislators' names on them. All of them were Democrats. Rosemary Baer from Kegel Harbor, Stephanie Chang from Detroit, Erica Geese from Taylor, Nara Arbit from West Bloomfield, Kelly Breen from Novi, Aaron Brines from Dearborn, State Representative Betsy Kofia from Traverse City, Jennifer Conlin from Ann Arbor, Kimberly Edwards from East Point, Morgan Foreman from Ann Arbor, Matt Kozar from Plymouth, Sharon McDonald from Troy, McFall from Hazel Park, McKinney from Detroit, Miller from Belleville, Paez from Harper Woods, Podhuski from Livonia, Bryce from Berkeley, Rogers from Kalamazoo, Wegula from Garden City, and Weiss from Oak Park. I mean, this is from all over the state of Michigan, all of them Democrat legislators. Kind of interesting. For example, Fink went on to say, I don't have time to read our whole letter, but basically our concerns is that this historic precedent-setting request to approve a contract for 1.4 gigawatts of electricity is enough power to power over 1 million homes. Basically, this represents 25% of the electricity usage in our entire state of Michigan. It's important to set a good precedent and for this not to be done in secrecy and not to be done too quickly. Additionally, she questioned whether enough electricity could be generated to power all Michiganders as well as speed up the process while we perhaps don't get our questions answered. I respect the commission greatly and request that you take our requests seriously. Where are they going to get the power from? Are they going to do some of these new technology on-site generators? Are they going to create their own power and not necessarily tap into the electric grid? Well, one group, Progress Michigan, very left, liberal, left-leaning, nonpartisan nonprofit, sent the results of a poll from Public Policy Polling, where 796 Michiganders polled found that 30% strongly or somewhat supported the data centers being built in the state. 49% were opposed, and 21% weren't even sure. Probably didn't even know what they were talking about. Well, their director, Denzel McCampbell, said Michiganders shouldn't have to fight this hard to protect something as basic as clean water. He said the lawmakers had a responsibility to protect communities from excess water usage and overburdening the electric grid. This shouldn't be a difficult decision. You need to put people before profits. It's that simple. While the Michigan Public Service commissioners talked about the project at the start of their virtual hearing last night, and the chair, Dan Scripps, acknowledged the amount of attention the Saline Township Data Center is generating. The contracts under which DTE is proposing to serve this customer has generated a lot of public interest, to put it mildly.